Funny how I feel more myself with you than anybody. 可可网友们大家好，结交网友现在已经毫不新鲜，但真的能通过网络找到心灵契合的朋友还真不容易。电子情书可以算是最早表现网恋的电影之一了。汤姆汉克斯和梅格瑞恩在影片中分别饰演开连锁图书超市的大老板和经营街角书店的小店主。小书店对面出现了图书巨头，日子一定不会好过。生意上的竞争关系让二人见面便冷嘲热讽，也就不奇怪了。电影的轻喜剧风格让人从头至尾都沉浸在轻松愉悦的氛围当中。今天我们首先来听听他们发给彼此的一封电子邮件。Welcome.
Brinkley is my dog. He loves the streets of New York as much as I do.
Although he likes to eat bits of pizza and bagel off the sidewalk, and I prefer to buy them. Brinkley is a great catcher, was offered a tryout on the Mets farm team, but he chose to stay with me so that he could spend 18 hours a day sleeping on a large green pillow the size of an inner tube. Don't you love New York in the fall? It makes me want to buy school supplies.
Oh.
I would send you a bouquet of newly sharpened pencils if I knew your name and address. On the other hand, this not knowing has its charms.
Dear friend, I like to start my notes to you as if we're already in the middle of a conversation. I pretend that we're the oldest and dearest friends as opposed to what we actually are. People who don't know each other's names.
Morning, Mr. Fox.
And met in a chat room where we both claimed we'd never been before.What will NY152 say today, I wonder? I turn on my computer. I wait impatiently as it connects. I go online, and my breath catches in my chest as I hear three little words. You got mail. I hear nothing, not even a sound on the streets of New York, just the beat of my own heart. I have mail from you.
在网络上结交朋友比较吸引人的一点，就如 Joe 在邮件当中所说那样， This not knowing has its charms。 动名词做了句子的主语，句子表示彼此不了解，自有它的魅力所在，让我们充满想象，充满期待。而 Kathleen 在等待邮件的时候也是 Breath catchesIn her chest， 这一短语表示屏住呼吸。我们也可以用 breath catches in the throat 表达相同的意思。同居一座城市，也许两个人原本就常常见面，只是不知道彼此是谁而已。终于有一天，他们还是认识并成为了彼此的敌人。Joe 家族的图书连锁超市让街角书店举步维艰，两人也水火难容。他们是如何发现对方就是自己的网友呢？一起听下期内容吧。